This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Binge, please.
Binge, please. Hello and welcome to Binge Please, Episode 5, Todd's 5-Minute Game of Thrones Podblast for Episode 8, Season 2, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. Warning, there are spoilers ahead, both for this episode and for the first 7 seasons of Game of Thrones. You have been warned.
There are many Game of Thrones podcasts on the internet, but this one is the shortest. Every second counts, there's not a moment to spare, so let's begin the recap.
In the Great Hall of Winterfell, the disgraced Sir Jaime Lannister is interrogated by Daenerys Targaryen, whose father, the Mad King, was murdered by Jaime over 20 years ago. Jaime confirms that his sister Cersei is not sending the Lannister army north. Lady Brienne of Tarth defends Jaime and explains how Jaime had his hand forcibly amputated after saving Brienne from being raped. Brienne then explains to Dany that with Jaime's help, Brienne was able to ensure Sansa Stark's survival, and Sansa joins Brienne in convincing Dany to allow Jaime to join the pending fight against the Night King's army. Jaime then requests to fight under Lady Brienne's command. After the trial, Dany expresses disappointment with her top advisor, Tyrion Lannister, the Hand of the Queen. In the Godswood, the three-eyed raven, Bran Stark, tells Jaime that none of their mutual growth would have occurred had Jaime not pushed Bran out of the tower window so long ago. Jaime formally and finally apologizes. But Bran thinks nothing of it, saying he is above human concerns at this point.
Brothers Jaime and Tyrion commiserate about their wicked sister Cersei, whose dubious pregnancy is confirmed by Jaime.
At the Forge, Arya Stark flirts with Gendry Baratheon, while Gendry fashions dragonglass weapons for the North's army. Sir Jorah Mormont convinces Daenerys to continue to rely on Tyrion's counsel and to extend an olive branch to Sansa. Dany meets with Sansa and explains that she's an ally choosing to fight for the North because she loves Jon. The girls bond over their mutual love of Jon Snow. The discussion turns icy when the subject shifts to what happens to the North after the post-war smoke clears. Their conversation is cut short by the arrival of Theon Greyjoy, who has a touching reunion with Sansa, whom he freed from Ramsay Bolton. Tormund, Giantsbane, Beric Dondarrion, Dolorous Edd, and the Night's Watchmen return from the Last Hearth, reporting that the Night King's army will arrive before the end of the night. The North's war preparations kick into overdrive. Everyone in leadership strategizes in a war council at the map for the imminent battle. Bran reveals that the Night King is specifically coming for him, the Three-Eyed Raven. Theon volunteers to guard Bran at the Godswood to lure the Night King out into the open, because if the Night King is killed, his entire army will fall. Everyone who's unable to fight will be hiding in the crypts of Winterfell. After Gendry gives Arya Stark the dragonglass spear he forged for her, Arya asks Gendry to give her a different kind of spear. Beside the fire at the Great Hall, Tyrion and Jaime remember their father. They're soon joined by Brienne and her squire Podrick, Davos Seaworth, and Tormund Giantsbane. Tyrion reflects upon the achievements of the group, and mistakenly calls Brienne a knight's title, Sir. Jaime then knights Brienne, declaring her a knight of the Seven Kingdoms once and for all. Podrick sings a solemn song as they all drink and prepare themselves for the coming war. Samwell Tarly gifts his family's ancestral Valyrian steel sword Heartsbane to Sir Jorah Mormont. For reference, the other Valyrian steel swords are owned by Sir Brienne, Sir Jaime, Jon Snow, and Arya. Dany joins the brooding Jon Snow in the crypts. When Dany asks whose vigil Jon is keeping, he tells her that it is his mother, Lyanna Stark, and then reveals that Dany's brother Rhaegar is Jon's father. Dany is in a state of disbelief, but then the horn sounds, signaling the arrival of the White Walkers at Winterfell.
My goodness, what a tremendous episode of Game of Thrones we had this week. Lots of talking, but lots of meaningful moments in our interactions between Bran and Jaime, Jaime and Tyrion, Tyrion and Brienne especially. So many amazing conversations. This was truly a calm before the storm episode, and what a storm we're going to have next week when the Night King and his White Walker army descend upon Winterfell. I can't wait. Hope you can't wait either. Stick around. I will be back next week with a recap of Season 8, Episode 3, here on the 5-Minute Game of Thrones Podblast. See you then.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation Pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these great shows, plus archives of our past podcasts from over the past 8 years as well, by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while you're there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available on PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects, and much more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping. We want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com as well. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture.